Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. It's Friday. It's the 19th day of August, 2022. Here are my weather thoughts, and we have a lot to talk about as we go into the weekend. I start out my audio weather thoughts today with just a prompt for you to become more weather aware over the next couple of days. We expect a few showers and thunderstorms, and at midday afternoon, as I am a little late in getting this recorded, we already have thunderstorms in progress across parts of the area, mainly west of I-35. We'll continue to see that for the afternoon and evening, so just keep an eye out for the lightning and also for the gusty winds that may accompany the thunderstorms and brief heavy rain. The rainfall, for the most part, this afternoon and maybe any isolated showers tomorrow are going to be the rainfall associated with them, very, very beneficial overall. But we got a couple of things we need to really watch as we head into next week. This system that's overhead now is the weak cold front that came south. It's going to weaken. It's already probably in the progress of washing out and going back north as a warm front. But it, combining with daytime heating, moisture instability, and all that kind of stuff, will get the showers and thunderstorms going in a more widespread fashion this afternoon. Not so much over the weekend. Kind of a drier weather pattern developing, I think, tomorrow and Sunday. At least a little more sunshine. And where there hadn't been much rain, hate to tell you this, where there has not been that much rain, it is possible some locations may get up to 100 over the next couple of days with the help of the sunshine over the weekend. One thing that we're watching today, and it'll lead into next week as well, is a tropical disturbance. It's over the southwest Gulf of Mexico, more properly probably the Bay of Campeche this morning. The National Hurricane Center is increasing its interest in this area. Originally, you recall the last couple of days, they were saying 20, 30, 40% probabilities of development. That system is now over the Bay of Campeche, over the southwest Gulf of Mexico. And folks, it appears now that the National Weather Service, the National Hurricane Center, is saying they at least detect that there is some surface low-pressure development occurring in addition to the clustering and building of deeper thunderstorms near the center of that lower pressure over the southwest Gulf and the Bay of Campeche. That is interesting. It would tell us, if that indeed that's the case, that the system may be already getting better developed. As a result, National Weather Service, National Hurricane Center, has increased the probability of development now for the western Gulf of Mexico up to 60%, and saying the system will move through the western Gulf and probably approach and cross the upper Mexican or the lower Texas coast probably sometime late tomorrow, late Saturday into Sunday. So is there the chance of something develops, maybe a tropical depression or even maybe a minimal tropical storm? We'll just have to watch that carefully, and I'd urge all of our interests along the western Gulf of Mexico coast, from the upper coast of Mexico into south and even the middle Texas coast, to really be in touch with the latest information from the National Weather Service, both our local National Weather Service office, Austin, San Antonio, as well as the National Hurricane Center, for the latest information there as we go into the weekend, especially if you're planning travel closer to the middle and lower Texas coast over the weekend. I will tell you also, the National Hurricane Center has hustled a group of our U.S. Air Force Hurricane Hunter folks in an airplane together at Keesler Air Force Base over in Mississippi, and that plane's already en route into the southwest Gulf to check it out. So we'll have some better idea on that as we go through the mid and late afternoon hours about exactly what's happening. Now, as I mentioned in my discussion online, regardless of what happens with this system, how strong it becomes or whatever, it's going to bring with it a big slug of very rich Gulf moisture, maritime tropical moisture off the Gulf of Mexico and into south and ultimately into the eastern two-thirds of the state of Texas by early next week. And that's where we need to really watch, because we do have low pressure gradually becoming more in charge of Texas weather. Remember the high pressure, the lid on the atmosphere most of the summer? Pressures are lowering now across Texas as the air mass grows more unstable. Here comes more moisture. And by Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, believe it or not, another cold front comes south into north Texas and central Texas. That provides the lift. So now we're talking atmospheric lift. We're talking about an increasingly unstable air mass. And boy, are we talking about maritime tropical moisture. Plenty of moisture in place. So as a result, we're kind of putting the ingredients together for a rather prolonged and potentially heavy rainfall event for a large portion of central and north Texas. where the National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center is suggesting, I think, upwards of at least 3 to 5 inches of rain, isolated heavier totals next week across our area. So we really need to watch it. Do we need the rainfall? Yeah, but we don't want it real quickly. We want it to be a slow, steady rain that can soak into this very sun-baked land that we have around here, that slowly we've gotten a little rain the last day or so, but we need a slow, steady rain. You start getting real heavy rains real quickly, and we're going to start having flash flood problems, and that is a possibility for next week. So going to watch it real carefully once we get into the rainy pattern, beginning as early as late Sunday night, but more likely Monday and Monday night, and then to Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. A lot of clouds around, and again, some pretty good rains across central Texas. And in addition, which is good news, I see the potential that if we can get these clouds in here and get them to hold and keep the rain going, that we may not see highs out of the 80s once we get into the middle part of next week. So that would certainly be good news after the very summer-like 100-degree-plus days that we've seen lately across south central Texas. So in closing, I would ask you to increase your weather awareness over the coming days, over the weekend. You want to pick up the latest information from a trusted weather source. The National Weather Service is a great one. Stay away from the social media, the sensational posts or tweets that are out there, and go with what you trust, a trusted meteorologist for all the latest weather information. And, of course, I'll update my audio weather webcast and my website, 7-Day Forecast, online again on Monday morning, and we'll talk then, and we'll see how it's looking for the week ahead. Meanwhile, I hope you have a safe, a good weekend.